Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Oh,
knock,
yeah.
Knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Last night at 8:48, the control tower sounded an alert, which alerts responders to respond to a report of an aircraft crash on or near the airport. That sets off an immediate response from the Airport Authority Fire Department, from the District of Columbia and Metropolitan Harbor Patrol fireboats and other fireboats on the river in order to support that type of operation. Very quickly, this call escalated. It became apparent, the responders realized that they had a plane crash and immediately escalated to a response that ultimately included about 300 people last night. These responders found extremely frigid conditions. They found heavy wind. They found ice on the water, and they operated all night in those conditions. Despite all those efforts, we are now at a point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident.
You know who was on that plane? First of all, sorry. I'm just so sorry that this is what America has become, okay? It's become a disaster area, and in like the shortest period of time ever, we're not even through the first 100 days. We're not even through the second week. And already you've had, California had hurricane fires. Hurricane fires, like hurricanes without water, just fire. And Donald Trump blaming some magical faucet for being turned off by Gavin Newsom. I swear to God, I mean, how much of this are we going to have to sit through, okay? We had snow in Florida, which just simply means hell has frozen over. I mean, that's all that showed you. I mean, I don't know how many signs you need to see. We have a drunk Secretary of Defense. Yesterday, we listened to a guy with a brain worm testify about how he's the healthiest dude in the world and he knows how to make America healthy again. And this is what he wants to do, although he cannot tell the difference between Medicare and Medicaid, probably because they want to get rid of Medicaid and they want to do it toot sweet, which means 72 million Americans will just be, woo, cut off from their health insurance. And you know, listen, the thing with Medicaid, it's not just poor people. It's disabled people. It's elderly people in the nursing home scenarios. It's doctors who take Medicaid, who get low reimbursements to begin with. They want to cut the reimbursements that they are getting. And it's people who are in rehab. We all know this country has a drug problem, which, by the way, Health and Human Services guy didn't even want to bring up. He doesn't even want to talk about it. He doesn't want to. And then you're going to put Dr. Oz underneath the guy with the brain worm to run Medicare. Oh my God, how many signs do you need that this is the apocalypse and the end of the United States as we know it? How many freaking signs do you need? Now we got airplanes falling out of the sky, and you know who the passengers on those airplanes were? Do you have any idea who the people on that Wichita, Kansas flight was? I'm a dweeb. We all know that. I will never try to be anything other than that because it is who I am. It's what I am. It's who I am. But I am somebody. I was watching the U.S. skate team have its national women's competition. Well, it wasn't just women. It was the nationals. Okay. And it was on last week. And you know all the cartoons that we have in between the breaks for the people on YouTube and stuff? Okay, so I have a friend who I've never met, but I talk to her every single day of my life. Her name's Stephanie, and she's the one that curates all those cartoons all month long and then sends them to us so that we can put them on because we don't have commercials, because I don't sell ad time. And so her and I are dweebs. She's a cat lady, a childless cat lady, and I'm, after all, me. And she said, oh, almost forgot to tell you, the Nationals women's skating is on tonight. I said, already recording. Woo, she says, I almost thought it was too late to get you, notified, to give you notice. Nope, on it. Watch that. It was amazing. These young people starting off their careers. Some of them are, trying for a second time, third to make the team. Okay, to make the team. And that's who was on this airplane from Wichita, Kansas. The Nationals were in Wichita, Kansas. And I'm like sitting there going, wait, Wichita. And the first thing I thought of was, of course, the Wichita delegation or the Kansas delegation. OK, the senator lobbied for this route for another regional flight into DCA. Right. Because DCA is like a very mid-sized airport. It's got two runways, best that I know. And there's a lot of traffic there. There's a lot of military traffic there. There's a lot of private traffic there because you got a lot of defense contractors there. You have a lot of helicopter traffic there. You have military. It's just so busy. It's such a busy, crazy place. And yet you have members of the House and the Senate, especially the Senate, lobbying to get, give me one regional route, one more into DCA because I can't catch a direct flight home. And I want a direct flight home. It's not right. It's not fair. Well, DCA doesn't take flights that are beyond, 1,200 miles away. It's not an international so much as it is just, a hub kind of a thing. And, he lobbied a lot. He got this regional flight. So it's a direct flight from Wichita, Kansas to DC. Putting more strain on the airport, Reagan International. Anyway, he gets his flight. That's who was on this flight. It was the skate team. And I don't know if you know about the skating community, but it is a community and people who hate thinking about community because they think it's like liberal. This is not liberal. This has no politics. It's a bunch of people who live a very unique life. It's a bunch of people who get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, their parents too, to drive them because most of them don't have driver's license because they're so freaking young to take skating lessons in the morning, to practice in the morning ahead of what is a lot of hockey team practice, which starts at like 6 a.m. OK, and so if you're a figure skater, if you're a dancer, an ice dancer or any of those things, you don't take priority. Hockey does. So hockey gets a nice early 6 o'clock training. OK, you got to be there 2 hours before them. So you have to go at 4 o'clock in the morning. How do I know this? My dad did it for me. My dad did it for me. Now, technically, I was awesome, but I skated like a freaking Mack truck trying to take off. Like no style, no grace. My sister was a great dancer, but couldn't do the technical part. And if we just could have molded and melded into one person, then I'd be dead. But okay, so that's how I know. That's how I know. And I've been addicted to watching ice skating ever since I was a small little part of my life, a little teeny tiny part of my life. But it's beautiful memories of my dad, and it's beautiful memories of a possible, a community that I could have plugged and played in if I were graceful. But I wasn't. So I know what the ice skating community is. I know what the parents are like. I know what the kids are being, told that they can do and can't do very early in life, okay? And this is a unique way to live. And the skating community that actually produces champions, that produces contenders, that produces people who qualify for national teams, that qualify for Olympiads, this is a community of kids who only have each other because none of the kids in their ordinary life understand what they're going through. That's who was on this plane. And that's who died. 14 of the U.S. skating team are dead, and their mothers, who were traveling with them, obviously. And Donald Trump has decided that he is, he's the greatest observer in the world. He's not a leader. He's not going to let an investigation happen. He's going to observe and then report to you as an observer, not as an expert, not as a genius, not as a brilliant man, but just as an observer who flies.